but glad to have you here. And today on the show, I want to talk about 5 tips for setting realistic goals for investing in real estate. These really can be extrapolated out to any area of your life for success. I've been a successful real estate investor for a number of years. I've been a successful entrepreneur. I've started a number of businesses and I've made mistakes. The ones though that where I've had strategies and goals in place, I've been successful. It's actually kind of amazing how that works. So today on the show, I want to talk about the setting realistic goals for real estate investing. So I want to go over 5 tips today specifically on the show to make your goals a reality. I'm huge on goal setting. And again, I think the areas where I fall down in my life where I haven't set strategic goals, where I haven't been very specific about my goals, then I don't achieve them. And so even if it's something as simple as sitting down and I want to meditate on a regular basis, and when I sit there in that meditation, I'm sort of looking at sort of positive affirmations that support my overall goals. But again, they have to be specific and actionable. Otherwise, you know, you're not going to be successful. Thinking sort of big pie in the sky ideas is great, but what little incremental ladder steps can I use to get there to my overall goal? So that's what I want to talk about today on the show. It's been a huge part of my success. So we're going to talk about 5 tips, how to build a successful real estate portfolio and career. It's in fact how I've built my entire company. It's all around goal setting. Like if you booked a call with my team at Morris Invest, if you go to our website and book a call with our team, one of the first things you'll notice is that when you get an email welcome from us after you pick the time on our calendar, we actually send you some purpose-driven goals worksheets. Because before we even get on the phone with you, we want to know what your goals are. It's very important to have a plan in place and to be able to put those goals up around your house, on your refrigerator, on your whiteboard, on your computer screen. Now, we've had viewers of our channel here who've set their intentions and goals. They've even, one of our viewers and clients actually set up balloons that had a big freedom number in their room. So every time they walked into it, they saw that number. They saw that freedom number. What is the number that it's going to take for me to live financially free? And it was in balloons around their house. Incredibly exciting. So we're going to talk about your goals. We're going to talk about how if you fill out your goals worksheet that we have when you book a call with our team, and how do you plan to make all of that happen is what we're going to talk about. So why are we so focused on goals? It's a great question. I believe that really, you know, setting goals and then acting on them step by step by step is the only real way to make changes in your life. Whether it's trying to lose weight, trying to learn a new skill, learn a new language, learn a musical instrument, make a habit change to quit smoking or whatever it happens to be. Incremental small steps in the right direction. And I'll just give you sort of an anecdote. I was playing golf this weekend with a bunch of friends. And, you know, you can get so frustrated if you think of the golf game as one huge game. But very often there were just a few little things that needed to change. And so I spent the time practicing on those few little things, taking those little steps. And then you're not so overwhelmed by the larger idea of a golf game, right? I started having so much more fun because I was able to focus on those little things and take those actionable steps. And if you stick around till the end of today's show, I'm going to share a little about a project that I've been working on all year, and I'm really excited about it. And I'm going to tell you how you can get access to that. So you got to stick around till the end of today's show. I'm really excited about that. We started working on this last year, wrote it down, planned it out, and we took action on it. And that's how it's now a reality. It's amazing how that works. All right. So let's dive into, and we'll open it up for Q&A here in a little bit, but I want to jump into 5 tips on how to set realistic goals for real estate investing. I put together a lot of notes because I think this is going to be helpful. And there's a new study just out as well that I'm going to go over in just a second. Number one, though, on my list is you must identify your why. You have to identify your why. Think about why you wanted to get started in real estate investing in the first place. And again, obviously, I'm sure money is a big part of it, right? You're not just in love with houses. Maybe you are. Maybe you watch those HDTV shows and you want to do it yourself. Maybe that is your why, right? But probably it's money. Probably it's to find some sort of freedom in your life from that 9 to 5, from the 2-hour drive to and from work. I know right now that there's a lot of people heading back to the office. We're reopening this economy. And many people are going to be heading back by July, June to their office at maybe even 50% capacity. And you're already thinking like, oh my gosh, I've really gotten used to this being at home, you know, being at home, being around my family. Maybe I just do not want to get back on the road and drive 2 hours every day in traffic. So maybe that's your why. You know, you want to be able to spend more time with your family. You might want to go broader than this, than just the money. Think bigger, bigger picture. Do you know that most people, and this is a new Gallup study that just came out, that talks about the top reasons that people leave their jobs. They want flexibility. The top voluntary job-related reasons for changing a job: career advancement, promotional opportunities, pay and benefits, lack of a fit to the job. Pay is just a portion of this. It's pretty incredible. Pay is just a piece of this. But it shows that out of the top 5 reasons people leave a job, money is only number 4 on the list. I think for most people, you know, unless they're scared about money and they're staying in a particular job because they're scared about money, for most people, it is just not fulfilling. It's just taken up. It's like vampires sucking blood out of your body. You know, it's just like, oh God, the thought of going to this place again is draining your life force. So maybe that's your why. You want some of your own life force back. Other than money, what else could you gain, you know, by investing in real estate? Figure that out. What is that piece? You know, examples are, you know, time, maybe time with your family. Maybe it's the freedom to travel. You know, when I worked for somebody else, I could never go anywhere longer than like a 1-week vacation, right? If I had 2 weeks vacation, I would break it up over the year, but I could never go anywhere for longer than a week at a time. And it wasn't until that I retired from the corporate life that I was able to take a month and go to Italy with my family. I vowed that once I was able to retire from the 9 to 5 and working for somebody else, that I was going to travel and live the life that I wanted. While we were in Italy, each of our rental properties was still collecting rent with our property management team managing the properties. And while I was in Italy, I'll never forget this feeling. We were in Italy and our rent checks for that particular month in our different markets started hitting my account. And I thought to myself, this is amazing. This is exactly what I preach and try to teach people, that because of the cash flow, because of the power of passive income, I'm able to enjoy the life that I've always dreamed, providing a great home for someone to live in, a property management team that's taking care of it, the tenant has a great place to live, and because I worked hard and I was able to buy these assets, I'm able to now enjoy the fruits of this. And that was, you know, that is a big piece of why I wanted to be able to invest in real estate. You could spend more time traveling. You could have the confidence that comes from being in your own boss. I think one of the things we learned in this economic downturn and this pandemic is that people that were able to receive that $600 plus up that unemployment benefit that was given out during the pandemic as the Pandemic Unemployment Assistance Program, one of the things we found out is that it actually worked. It didn't keep people home. There's a lot of FUD around this, right? But actually, people that received this were able to have less stress in their life. They were able to start businesses. They were able to invest. They were able to really take an advancement in their life because they got a little bit of extra money. So I'm not saying that we're like waiting on government to hand us money, but what I am saying is imagine the extra freedom that could come from 1 or 2 rental properties, providing that cushion, that cash flow, so that you could start your own business. You could write that book that you've always wanted to. You'd have that safety net to take care of your family. So that piece of it, that anxiety is taken care of. And now you can expand your life in other ways. So again, understanding your why is a big piece of when someone books a call with my team at Morris Invest. Like, we want to know that. Like, what is your why? Why are you doing this? And we really try to then build a custom plan based on that moving forward. Because sometimes, and I'm telling you what, if it's just about money, it's not going to work. If it's only about money, then it's not going to work. If you start a new project, you start a new business, and it's only about money, it's going to fail. So there's got to be another reason why you're being called to invest in real estate or start that business or write that book. It's not about money. It's about passion. It's about identifying what you want in your life and going for it. Because that'll help you get through those times when things are tough, right? Because it's bigger than money. Today's episode is brought to you by Superbeats Heart Chews. You know, I had heart disease in my family. My father had to have quintuple bypass surgery a number of years ago. And that quintuple bypass surgery ended up leading to a stroke because a clot went off and went up to his brain. And so for 10 years after the stroke, you know, it was just difficult. And so I'm aware of taking care of my heart in my family. And I think we all should do this. I mean, especially with all of the processed food that we're surrounded by. And that's where Superbeats Heart Chews come in, because it's hard to make sure you're getting all the nutrients you need throughout your day. If you keep a busy schedule, your work obligations, family, friends, hobbies, all of those things get in the way of essential self-care that makes the best parent, spouse, friend, and employee that you can be. So Superbeats Heart Chews combine non-GMO beets with a special ingredient, grape seed extract. This is unique to Superbeats Heart Chews. The grapeseed extract used in Superbeats Heart Chews has been clinically shown to be 2 times as effective as supporting normal blood pressure and heart healthy lifestyle alone. I'm very aware of this because I recently had to do a life insurance policy thing and I had to get my blood pressure checked and it was high. And they said, look, you're, you know, pushing hypertension. So I am very focused now on getting this blood pressure down. And that's why this is such an important part of my day now, to make sure that I have these heart chews. So do what I did and support your heart health with delicious Superbeats Heart Chews. Get your Superbeats Heart Chews today at superbeats.com/investing. And when you buy 2 bags, they'll throw in a 3rd bag for free. So you're getting a whole extra bag for free just by using our URL. Go to superbeats.com/investing. Remember, beats is like 2 E's. There's no A in beats, right? superbeats.com/investing. You know, you must check out Superbeats. Take care of your heart health, folks, so we can invest for the future. You know, it's not just about money around here. We need to invest in our health as well. So our thanks to Superbeats for supporting our show. All right, number 2 on my list. Now that we've got your major motivator nailed down here, let's talk about the actual numbers. Number 2 on my list is I want you to be specific. Be specific. You know, recently I was doing a training. I'm taking a course right now. And one of the things in the course is something that I preach all the time, which is when you're making a goal, you absolutely need to be specific. And I'm talking hyper specific. Now, one of the strategies I use, I've used this getting things done method for years. GTD is what it's called. And I kind of go in and out of using it. David Allen wrote a book on getting things done. And one of the things he does is basically just a brain dump. Right. First, you start off with just getting everything out of your brain down on paper. It's probably going to be 100 things that you think you have to accomplish. Clean out garage, call mom about birthday, you know, build webinar, whatever it is, you know, like all of these things you think you have to do, as meaningless and small as it is, get it all out of your brain into a bucket. Then, as David teaches, we then are going to break those down into projects. So clean out garage is not just a 2-minute item that I can go out and quickly do. It's going to be a whole day thing, right? So it might be I need to go to Home Depot and buy bins to store things. It might be that I need to paint something. It might need that I need to sweep it out the garage. It might need that I need to have a garage sale first to sell things. All of those things, those become steps and they're very specific. And then I build a list of 10 items to have that garage done. So let's start with number 1. Okay, number 1 is to have a garage sale. Number 2, you know, and even that, it becomes its own project. You need to be specific though, each step of this way, because it doesn't give you any guidance or clarity to just throw up on a board, make money, you know, get $5,000 in monthly income from rental properties. Like, we start with our freedom cheat sheet, which I want you to all download. You can go to morrisinvest.com/freedom. And that's the core of everything that I do in real estate, is my freedom number. This is a formula that I created to help me go from not being able to pay my mortgage to actually having rental properties that covered that so that I could leave my job and know that I had the safety net of passive income from real estate there, permanently helping me, no matter what happened with my day job. And it's not enough, though, to simply have a goal of investing in real estate because it doesn't give you any guidance or clarity on how to actually get there. The freedom number cheat sheet is so powerful because it's not an arbitrary number. What we teach you to do in this cheat sheet is to go through and figure out all of your expenses. Figure out what it costs for you to run your family. Like, how much does it cost for you to run your family on a monthly basis? Groceries, gas, Netflix bills, you know, soccer camp for the kids, all of it, electricity. And we teach you in this cheat sheet how to identify that. And then we want you to figure out the average of 6 months. Just download the cheat sheet. It's free. We'll have a link in the description below. You can go check it out. And any questions you have on it, I'm here to help you through that process. It's based on your finances. So it's tailored to you, no one else, right? There's no one size fits all. I hear people saying, oh, I want to have 2,000 properties someday. I want to have 1,500 properties someday. Why? Like, that's an arbitrary random number. What about for your family? Would it only take you $5,000 a month to live financially free? Okay, let's zero in on that. What if you had $6,000 then every month coming in from passive income? Wouldn't that be a game changer? That would cover all of your family's expenses. Now, everything you do above that is gravy. You don't need to be a millionaire. You just need to have all your family expenses covered so you can travel and enjoy life. And now, you're probably still working. Great. All of that additional income from your W-2 job is gravy. You know, that's your walking around money. Now you got a safety net in real estate investing, but you focused on this goal. You figured out what your target is first, and then we can build a plan from there. So that's number two. We need to be specific, setting a specific goal. Is it $4,000 a month in passive income you want? $6,570? Whatever it is, it's got to be specific and put that number up around your house. Number three, you've got to write down your goals. You know, you've got to keep these reminders up on a whiteboard. I have a whiteboard up here in my office. I can't really see it, but it's up the stairs there. And I've got my whiteboard there. And it has my goals on it on one side. And it has investments and other strategies and things I'm working on the other side. Unless my kids come in with it and they take my magic markers, my, you know, my Sharpies, my dry erase markers, and they screw it up. I come up, there's a picture of Batman and a bunny rabbit on there. But for the most part, it's my stuff. So once you have your goals and you have visual reminders, you know, I've created a vision board. And it's time that I update my vision board. And on that vision board, you can actually have it as a desktop background on your Mac, your PC, whatever, your iPhone. And there's apps that you can create vision boards. Literally go to the App Store and look for vision board. And every time you log into your computer, you'll see these like six pictures on your vision board. It could be, you know, a model that you want to look like from working out, right? Like you want to lose 20 pounds. Great. This is the body that I want. That could be just an idea. You could have you want to play a musical instrument. You could have a guitar there, you know, whatever it is. You could have your freedom number there, like $4,500 per month in passive income is there on your vision board. And so for me, it was, I wanted 12 rental properties. I had my specific number. I had what I wanted to be doing in my business, all on my vision board. And when I would go back every year and review like how I was doing in my business, wouldn't you know it, because I wrote it down and it was in front of me year after year after year, I was hitting those goals and targets because I wrote them down. There's something that absolutely triggers in our brain when we actually physically hold a pen and put it down to paper. We now know through research that this act of writing it down, there's like a 40% higher, recall and memorization of it, I guess, of what goes into our brain, and it stays there. And it's like a trigger. You know, if we don't write it down, we just say it, we don't do anything with it, we don't put it in front of us, there's like a 40% less chance that you're going to achieve that goal. 40%. Same thing is true of any kind of learning in school. Write it down. It's not enough to just sit there and listen to a lecture by a teacher. Write it down. Highlight the things that are important. Put it on your refrigerator. You know, write it in your bathroom mirror. Put it there every day. And so you see it. Put it on your desktop background. Make your vision board. Do whatever you need to do to have your goals in front of you every day. Number four, and this is very important, is to find someone to keep you accountable. Someone to keep you accountable, to keep you on track. You know, I hope that you're in a relationship, if you're husband and wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, 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 boyfriend, boyfriend, partner, I don't care. You got to have that support. And it's going to be very difficult if that person in your partnership is really not on your team with this, you know, like is sort of anti-reaching this goal. I'm going to tell you, it's going to be a big pitfall. And it's a time to have a deeper discussion. If the spouse or the person you're with close is not supportive of it, then maybe it's time to actually look outside of that at a support group that could be a local real estate meetup group. It could be just a mentorship group. It could be a mastermind group that you get together with a couple of friends. It could be a Facebook group that you get together and have support with. It could be our community. You know, we have a great group of people in our Financial Freedom Academy. If you go to financialfreedomacademy.com, it's all people in our group who have gone through our course, our 9-module course, have learned about how to get their finances in order to take action to become a real estate investor. And then everyone that's in our private Facebook group is, they're all supportive. They all have different financial goals, but they're all so uplifting and supportive. It's all like-minded people who are sort of seeking out how to build a better life through real estate investing and just improving their finances overall. How to think about buying, you know, performing assets that are putting money in their pocket rather than taking money out of their pocket. But you need to find those support pieces. They're absolutely imperative. And imagine being able to jump on the phone, you know, like once a week or once a month with your group, you know, and being able to have a conversation and just sort of check in, grab a glass of wine, and, you know, for an hour, we're going to go back and forth about our goals. What pitfalls, what hurdles are we dealing with? How are we doing better at reaching our goals? Support and mentorship, incredibly important. So again, Financial Freedom Academy is a great place to find that. You can find it a lot of other places as well. Perhaps it's at a church, another local Kiwanis club, or any kind of organization where you can come together and be all lifted up. Don't surround yourself with toxic people. Toxic negative Nellies. Well, the reason that they're negative, they're jealous. And people are going to tell you, you can't do it, or this is not going to work, and you should just work your 9-to-5 job. The people that are telling you that are the people that aren't successful. So always remember to get your advice from people where you want to be eventually, from the people who have achieved more than you already. Why would you get real estate investing advice from Uncle Jerry, who only, you know, never invested in real estate, or he heard a story from Aunt Mildred, who invested in real estate and it didn't go well? So because of Uncle Jerry, you're not going to take action. Because of a negative parent or a negative family member, you're not going to do it. I would ask that person, "Oh, I see, Uncle Jerry. How many properties have you owned?" "Well, none. You couldn't catch me investing in real estate." "Well, yeah. So what, you know, I just stick to my 9-to-5 job and I've got a pension." "Okay, great, Uncle Jerry. So now you're 70, can't walk, and now you get to enjoy your life." "Okay." So remember, surround yourself with people, the people that you want to aspire to be, right? You are the product of the 5 people you spend the most time with. Who are the 5 people that are around you? What do they look like? How do they act? Are they successful? You are the product of the 5 people you spend and surround yourself with the most. So who are those people? And maybe you got to think about adding in some new blood into that mix. Today's episode is brought to you by R Crowd. Do you ever wish you invested early in some of the best performing IPOs of 2019 and 2020? Yeah, I think we all do. And that's where our crowd comes in, because our crowd investors were and are now able to join what's next in the IPO field. So with our crowd, accredited investors have access to invest directly, easily, and most importantly, early. Our crowd investors have benefited from our crowd companies IPOing like Beyond Meat which I'm now an investor, but boy, did I wish I would have gotten in at the beginning, or being bought by companies like Intel or Nike or Microsoft and Oracle. Imagine getting in early on those companies. Professional VC research identifies promising companies and then funds across a range of sectors, stages, and global locations. Our crowd is investing in medical technology, breakthroughs in agriculture tech and food production, solutions in the multi-billion dollar robotic industry, and so much more. So you can learn more and get in early at ourcrowd.com/Clayton. That's the website. You have to put the Clayton in there. So ourcrowd.com/Clayton. If you're interested in investing, you need to join our crowd. Again, our crowd, your account is free. You're totally free. So go to our crowd. That's ourcrowd.com/Clayton. Thanks, our crowd. And number five on my list is evaluate. You know, we need to set quarterly reminders on your calendar. I've got, if you looked at my Fantastical calendar, I've got alerts so that, frankly, every beginning of the month, we have a check-in, team meeting, family meeting. And I want to check in and focus on my progress. You know, what's working, what's not. If you follow the GTD method, the getting things done method by David Allen, and again, I use it loosely, he has a weekly review. So I've had my brain dump. You know, you can use an app, you can, like David Allen, he just uses a basket. And when he would go in and work with CEOs and executives, he would make sure that they had their secretary would block out 2 days on their calendar. No one is to interfere with this executive for like 2 days. And he was going to work with them. He gave them a stack of index cards. And he said, on each index card, I want you to write down something that's occupying your mind that you think you need to get done. Take a letter to the post office, call grandma, build that new wing of the, you know, convention center, whatever it is for the CEO, all of it, stack of cards, put it in a folder, in a bin, and then we're going to separate it. What of these items can we accomplish in 2 minutes? Let's get them done. Either I do it or I delegate it to my secretary. The second is projects. Okay, these are projects. Now we got to break them into small pieces. How am I going to accomplish these small pieces? Each of them. Are some of these projects maybe like 2 years from now projects? So I can put it in the someday maybe folder. What are the projects that need to get done now? It's incredibly, incredibly important. And so then I can start tackling those and then breaking those down in individual steps. Well, I want to review this, you know, maybe in 2 months when I check in on my projects, I'm like, you know what? This project is a total waste of time. It's not what I need it to be. The company doesn't need it right now. I don't need it. I'm going to push it off into my someday maybe folder. I do that all the time. And then there are projects that I absolutely need to take care of right now and get them tackled right now today and start working on. And so those take my priority. And that's where you evaluate and make adjustments and can move on from there. So I want to thank you for watching today. Before I open it up for Q&A, I want to let you in on a little something, a little project that I've been working on this year to help you reach your goals. We are releasing it next week. As a thank you for you joining me today, I want to give you a little heads up and tell you how to get free access. This is for you if you have any questions about getting started with real estate investing, working with a full service real estate company, our history, our partnerships, everything that we do, what your first step should be in this process, understanding and evaluating how to get started, all of that is going to be answered. It's a webinar that we've built. This is for you. It's about how to get started in real estate investing, how to work with a full service real estate company, the whole thing. So it is a webinar. It's a comprehensive video on the benefits of real estate investing, how to get started, what the process is like, how to know if a property is a great investment or not, all of the details of that. I mean, we are talking a boatload of information that hopefully will blow you away. How to be a successful investor, what it took, what to look for in any company you work with, whether it's ours or anyone, it doesn't matter. And any questions that you have on your mind. We're not ready to hit publish just yet, but you can actually be one of the first to attend by joining my newsletter. Okay. So this is just for anyone watching right now. You can attend first before anyone else if you go to morrisinvest.com/email. and we'll have a link below. Again, it's morrisinvest.com/email to sign up to be on our newsletter. We will send you the notification to be a part of our live webinar. So you can ask questions on the live webinar after we watch it. We'll watch it together, go through all of the slides together, and I'm going to walk you through in detail each piece of this. I'm really excited. It's really taken about a year, really. We started conceptualizing it like just during the lockdown last year, and we're finally about to launch this, and it's taken a lot of work. So I'm really excited about that. And again, you can sign up for at morrisinvest.com/email.